It represents a new approach to patient care, which is what we call the heart team approach. It involves collaborative approach between cardiac surgeons, cardiologists, interventional cardiologists, and vascular surgeons collaborating together to provide the best care for a patient. It is new technology which puts us at the cutting edge of medical procedures in the United States. It opens the doors for other such new technologies to become available to patients in the Western New York area for which previously they needed to travel outside of the area.
Yesterday, joined by Janice Savey of Olean and Robert Cicini of Tonawanda, the first two Western New York patients to undergo the procedure, doctors and surgeons who performed the transcatheter aortic valve replacement talked about the process and the condition known as aortic stenosis. Dr. William Morris is a member of the surgical team.
Up until now, really the only recourse was open heart surgery to have the valve surgically replaced, either with what we call a tissue valve, which is made from animal product, or a metal plastic valve, we call a mechanical valve. So that was really the only option up until now. But the difficulty is that there are some people who just are not going to do well with surgery.
The American Heart Association reports that nearly 1.5 million Americans suffer from aortic stenosis, which can be characterized by chest pain, shortness of breath, dizziness, and fainting. Studies have shown that nearly 50% of those afflicted will not survive more than 2 years without an aortic valve replacement. Jim Pastrick, WBFO News.